Welcome to Aspire and Achieve with Annie, where every Monday morning I explore the magic of confidence, self-care, and motivation. Life's challenges, I see them as opportunities to grow and thrive. So get ready for a quick burst of inspiration to kickstart your week. Let's dive in and aspire to achieve together. Hi, and welcome back to Aspire and Achieve with Annie. I'm Annie Llewellyn, and today we're talking about how you can build your confidence. Building confidence is a journey that involves self-awareness, positive mindset cultivation, and intentional actions. Confidence is the secret sauce that propels you towards your goals in life. It acts as the driving force between action, resilience, and perseverance. When you believe in your abilities, you are more likely to take risks, embrace challenges, and stay committed in the face of setbacks. Confidence fuels a positive mindset. It enables you to navigate obstacles with grace and view failures as opportunities for growth. It's the catalyst that turns aspirations into achievements, creating a self-reinforcing cycle where success breeds more confidence. In essence, confidence is the wavering belief in your potential, unlocking doors to personal and professional success by shaping your mindset and empowering you to strive for greatness. Here's some practical tips to help you build and boost your confidence. Number one, self-reflection and self-acceptance. Take time to reflect on your strengths, achievements, and the qualities that make you unique. Embrace self-acceptance, recognizing that everyone has strengths and areas for growth. By reflecting on your strengths, achievements, and the qualities that make you truly unique, you'll feel empowered. This is the time to embrace all the good things about yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back and hold your head up high. Be proud of who you are and the things that you're good at. Set realistic goals. Break down larger goals into smaller achievable tasks. Celebrate small victories and use them as stepping stones towards larger accomplishments. You don't have to get overwhelmed. And when it comes time to setting your goals, make a plan of the most important goals in your life, whether they be personal or professional. Then think of the end result. Want to start a business? Then start with having a business and work backwards to list all the things you may need to do to start it. Then take that big list and break it down into monthly, weekly, and then daily tasks. When you're working on the weekly goals, think about nothing but the tasks at hand for that week. Do the same for each day. This way, you work on the priorities and you reach your goals without stress and overwhelm. Number three, positive affirmations. Craft positive affirmations that reflect your capabilities and uniqueness. Repeat these affirmations regularly to reinforce a positive self-image. Positive affirmations help set the tone for the day, the week, and even the month. You can make a list of positive affirmations and repeat one each day in the morning and throughout the day to help instill the positive thought throughout the day. Number four, skill development. Identify areas where you'd like to improve or acquire new skills. Invest time in learning and developing these skills to enhance your confidence. Make a list of the skills you think will propel you forward in your personal journey. Then pick one or two and research where and how you can learn these skills. Set a time in your daily or weekly planner for learning these skills and treat it as though it was as important as an appointment. By doing this repeatedly, your skill set will grow each week. Number five, body language and posture. Maintain good posture and open body language to convey confidence. Stand tall, make eye contact, and use gestures that reflect self-assuredness. Stop sitting. Sitting all the time is not healthy for anyone. Get up, stretch, walk, anything, just move. I work in my office a lot. Every hour or so, I get up, walk, stretch, or try to do some sort of exercise. A standing desk is definitely in my future. Number six, face challenges head on. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, rather than seeing them as obstacles. Take on new challenges with a positive mindset and learn that both successes and setbacks. The biggest lesson that I had to learn was that just because something didn't work the way I wanted it to, didn't mean I failed. It meant I learned something, and I needed to take that knowledge and try something different. The most successful people in the world, Thomas Alva Edison, Walt Disney, and Elon Musk, got turned down and laughed at and failed at tons of things they tried to do. But they kept at it, and look where they went. Number seven, Celebrate your achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Create a list of your achievements to reflect on when self-doubt creeps in. Anytime I accomplish even a small goal, I celebrate it. It may be as simple as a glass of wine with a friend to a whole spa day with my daughters. Just pick up a reward for your accomplishments. 8, surround yourself with positivity. Build a supportive network of friends and mentors who uplift and encourage you. Distance yourself from negative influences that may undermine your confidence. With this advice, I want to say something. Family is absolutely first to me. They are my number one priority. However, I have had to limit my time with certain family members because of the negativity that constantly surrounds them. I'm not saying that if you can't get along with your mom, for example, you should just write her off. But I am telling you it is okay to limit your time with anyone who brings stress and negativity into your life, even family. 9, visualization techniques. Visualize yourself succeeding in various situations. This mental rehearsal can help build confidence and reduce anxiety. Our brain doesn't actually know the difference between what really happened and what we imagine. Therefore, the brain reacts to what we tell it to react to. If you imagine the positive life you want, your brain will automatically try to regenerate its reactions to what it thinks is actually happening. Try it. May surprise you. 10, take care of yourselves. Prioritize self-care, including physical exercise, adequate sleep, and healthy nutrition. A well-cared-for body contributes to a positive image. Have you heard about the oxygen masks on an airplane? They tell you to put yours on first. Why? Because if you aren't taken care of, you can't take care of somebody else. This is true in all aspects of your life. Put your mental and physical health first. The benefits will amaze you. 11, learn from setbacks. View setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and move forward with newfound knowledge. I spoke about this above. 12, seek feedback. Request constructive feedback from trusted friends, mentors, and colleagues. Use feedback to identify areas for improvement and areas where you excel. Sometimes it's nice to hear from others their thoughts and opinions. Sometimes they may offer advice or point things out that you may not see or think of. Feedback is a great way to get a better idea of how you are doing from another point of view. Remember, building confidence is a gradual process. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and embrace the journey of continuous self-improvement. So there you have it, my beautiful souls. Another episode of Aspire and Achieve with Annie, wrapped in the embrace of inspiration and empowerment. I hope the words I shared today have ignited a spark within you, propelling you forward on your journey of self-discovery and achievement. Remember, life is a dance, and even in the rain, there's a rhythm waiting to be discovered. Join me every Monday as we continue this exploration into confidence, self-care, motivation, and a myriad paths to happiness and independence. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you who has embarked on this journey with me. If you find these episodes helpful and wish to support me going forward, you can click the support button. Oh, and please subscribe, leave me a review, and share it with your friends. Until next week, keep dreaming, keep believing, and always remember, your potential is infinite.